Welcome back to the ICA podcast. I'm Steve Prines, the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. We recently got a question from Sean B., and he asks, "Steve, my business is growing, and I need to hire somebody. This is a big step and even a little bit scary. I'm afraid that I won't have enough inspections right away for both me and whoever I hire. I don't have enough inspections right now for both of us to do 2 inspections per day, 5 days a week. I know that you had a bigger inspection company. How did you get that first guy going?" Well, Sean, that's a pretty big question, and I can't answer that really well in a 15 or 20 minute podcast. I'll give it a good attempt, but before I even start, I do want to mention that we cover a lot of this type of thing in the marketing modules, which are included with our home inspection training program. And as far as I know, we're the only home inspection training program that includes marketing with the initial cost of the course. And you do get nearly 10 hours of marketing specifically for home inspectors. I talk in there about a lot of the stupid things I did when I first started my business back in the early 90s. And you're going to get a ton of information on what really works for home inspectors. So that's something right there. I don't know if Sean B., the person that wrote this question, I don't know if he is a current student or past student of our program, or if he's never taken our program at all. If he has not taken our program, then Sean, you should know that we do include marketing with the program. But let's talk about trying to get yourself over the hump. Now, I don't know how many inspections you're doing right now, so I'm going to speak from personal experience. When I started my home inspection company back in 1992, it was my intention from day one to get inspectors hired. And of course, I knew I had to get the business built up to the point where I could afford to hire that first inspector. So I actually worked 6 days a week. I chose not to work Sundays. That's my own personal decision. There was no reason you can't work Sundays if you're willing to, but I figured I wanted to have at least one day off. I marketed very, very hard. I spent a lot of time marketing. I grew the inspection business fairly quickly. And, you know, I don't always like to share these numbers with people, but I'm going to right now. In my first year in business, I did 350 home inspections, 352 to be exact. That's a pretty good number for your first year. I don't usually like to let people know that because if you take our program as an example and then you do 100 home inspections in your first year, I've got to be honest with you, that's a pretty darn good year for a brand new home inspector. But when you hear that I did 352 home inspections my first year, I don't want you to think that you're kind of a loser because nothing could be further from the truth. So does that mean I am awesome at marketing? Well, I'm not bad at marketing. Let me just put it that way. The other thing is, I had a little bit of luck on my side. I happened to get into the home inspection business right when we were ending an economic recession. The economy was picking up right at the time I started my home inspection business. And in that first year when I started my business, real estate took off. So I'm pretty good at marketing for sure. I don't want to be boastful about that, but yeah, I'm decent at it. But the other thing is I was able to catch a wave when it started, literally. So if I was to start my home inspection business today, it's a little bit tougher market, but it's right now, and I'm doing this podcast in spring of 2015. As of right now, the real estate market is pretty good in many areas. In fact, I know of a lot of home inspectors that tell me they can't handle all the business that they have right now. And I know several home inspectors that are looking to hire people. When you start your business, you need to set a goal for yourself. And we do talk about this within our marketing modules that are included with the training program. You need to set a goal for yourself. And a lot of it has to do with your own personal circumstances. If you are in a big urban area, and there's lots and lots of real estate agents and lots of homes for sale, and you are able to get into the home inspection business from day one, doing it full time, and that means you are able to commit yourself to a solid marketing program, yeah, you ought to be able to get maybe a couple hundred inspections your first year. Now, The other thing is, what are we calling a year? In 1992, I literally had incorporated my business in December of 1991. So when I say I did 352 inspections in my first year, it was a full 52-week year I'm talking about. Now, if you're starting in March or April or May, well, you know, are we talking calendar years or are we talking 12-month cycles? So that's an important thing to talk about as well. You can talk to a lot of people and say, well, I only did 100 inspections my first year, but they started in July and they're talking about July through December. So when you talk to other inspectors, you got to really find out what they're talking about. The other thing too, if you ever talked to an established home inspector in your area, maybe you've done that before you decide to get into this business, I got to tell you, they're not always real honest. The most honest inspectors, when it comes to talking about their numbers, those individuals will be people in other states. So if you go to one of the Home Inspection Association national conferences and you're in California and you talk to a person from Tennessee, well, because a person from Tennessee doesn't see you as being a direct competitor, they're a lot more likely to give you honest numbers, as opposed to someone that's in the same town as you in California, because they see you as a possible competitor. So they're going to be boastful. And when they say, oh, I did 600 inspections my first year, really? Probably not. A good first year, as I said, in an urban area is 100 inspections. And that's for a full 12-month year. If you're in a smaller town or even in a rural area doing 30, 40, 50 home inspections in your first full year, that would be really good. So that's the first thing I want to talk about. How long is it going to take to get going? Now, obviously, Sean B., the individual that sent this question in, he feels that he has enough inspections where he needs somebody else. So I'm going to assume that he's close to his maximum. Now, what is your maximum? Some inspectors can do 3 home inspections a day. That's what I started out doing. 3 home inspections a day, 6 days a week. Now, obviously, I wasn't doing 18 inspections a week when I first started, but I had that many slots available. When I got my business built up to the point where I was regularly doing 12, 14, 15 inspections a week, I felt it was time to start to look for somebody. So let's assume that Sean is at that point where he feels like he's pretty much maxed out. Now, I do want to mention that it's very common for inspectors to simply do 2 per day. And in fact, that's what Sean has said in his question. He said, I don't have enough inspections for both of us to do 2 per day, 5 days per week. Now, the reason I'm pointing out 2 per day versus 3 per day, it's kind of an important consideration. When I was doing 3 per day, I was able to cut some of the inspections loose for my brand new inspector and not suffer as much financially as if I was only doing 2 a day. So when you are trying to grow your business, and I'm even addressing this answer to Sean, even though he said he's doing 2 per day, 5 days per week, maybe, Sean, you ought to consider whether you can do 3 inspections per day. Maybe you can do 2 single-family homes and then a condominium and do 3 a day that way. Many home inspectors feel like they're maxed out at 2 per day. Now, another thing I do want to point out, when I started doing home inspections back in the early 90s, we were not doing photos and I was doing the reports on site. These days, I am aware that it takes a little bit more time to prepare the report because we are all doing computerized reports, or at least we should be, and you should be including photos with your report. It takes more time to download those photos, format them into the report, make sure the photos show what you mean for them to show, and so forth. So 3 a day is probably a little bit aggressive these days, and 2 per day probably is the correct number. But financially, of those 10 inspections per week, are you willing to give up 6 of those inspections to somebody that you're going to hire? Because you're going to have to decide, are you going to hire an inspector to be part-time or full-time? It's sometimes easier to find a better quality inspector that's willing to work full-time. Now, perhaps you can find one part-time. Remember, if you're hiring someone part-time, they must be doing something else to supplement their income. Most people are not willing to take a part-time job when they have bills to pay and do nothing else. And my point in bringing that up is if you hire a part-time inspector, they're not necessarily sitting around doing nothing, waiting for you to grow your business to the point where they can start doing 10 inspections per week. Now, the other thing I might want to point out is if you don't feel like you can do more than two per day, and that's reasonable, maybe you can do them 6 days a week or even 7 days a week for a while. I know that's burnout city and you start working 7 days a week, but you're trying to grow your business. And the beautiful thing about this is you're trying to grow your own business. You're not working 6 or 7 days a week to put money in somebody else's pocket. You're doing it for yourself and your family. So if you can at least do 6 days a week, then you can get 12 inspections per week. If you're willing to do 7 days a week, you've got 14 inspections per week. Now remember too, it's almost impossible to book all of your inspection slots every single week simply because something happens and at least one of your inspections will get canceled for some reason. Very rarely will you have a completely solid week. So even if you're willing to do inspections 7 days a week, the chances of you actually doing 14 inspections are not likely. You'll probably do 11, 12, or 13 inspections. So if you can do that for a while, get your business built up to the point where you're doing 12, 13, 14 inspections, then you can cut away 6 or 7 inspections for your brand new home inspector. And then they have some fairly decent money that they're making. Now, as far as paying a home inspector, what's a reasonable rate? You know, it's kind of all over the place. I've heard of companies paying inspectors a flat rate of $100 an inspection. I've heard of companies starting inspectors at 25% of the inspection fee. But most commonly, home inspectors are getting 33, 40, or 45% of the total inspection fee as their own compensation. So in other words, just to make the math easy, if you own your inspection business and you have quoted a client a fee of $300 and you send out your employee inspector to do that inspection and you're paying them 33%, then what we're literally saying is that you will pay that inspector $100 or a third of your fee. Your inspector will bring you a check for $300 and you will pay them $100 of that fee for their salary. Now, obviously, you're not going to pay per inspection. You'll pay once every couple weeks or once a month or whatever you're comfortable doing. By the way, I'm a believer in having employee inspectors, not consultants where you pay them as a 1099. Now, if you're not familiar with that, the 1099 is an IRS form, and what you do is you have to file a 1099 for everybody that you've paid. I believe it's over $600, but don't quote me on that, but everybody you've paid over $600 for the year. That includes other consultants that work for you as well. If you've paid your attorney $800 on legal fees for some reason in a calendar year, you're supposed to give them a 1099 because it's over, and again, I believe the amount is $600. So paying home inspectors as consultants and you're paying them $600, $700, $800 a week or $1,000 a week or $1,500 a week, you really ought to be paying them as employees. I've had many accountants and attorneys tell me that the IRS is going to frown on your practice of giving people 1099s for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So you really should make them employee inspectors. You know, even if you're paying an inspector just $600 a week for inspections, you know, an average of $600 a week, that's $30,000 a year. The IRS is not going to like that. So I highly recommend you pay inspectors as employees, which means you're going to be taking out deductions for taxes, Social Security, and so forth. Now, whether or not you want to provide other benefits such as health insurance or vacation pay, a lot of companies do. So that's something you're going to need to think about as well. And it's not something I can cover real well on this podcast. Perhaps we'll pick up business practices again in a future podcast. But to kind of close this one out, kind of summarize it, Sean did ask essentially that he feels he's pretty much maxed out doing inspections himself. How does he get over the hump and be able to afford hiring an inspector while still paying his own bills? So I suggested that maybe he try to do a few more inspections a week than simply 10 a week, either by working weekends or possibly going to 3 a day, at least occasionally. And if he can get built up to regularly doing 12, 13 inspections a week, he can probably afford to carve 5, 6, or 7 inspections per week out for your brand new inspector. Now, something I didn't mention so far is in your particular circumstance, if you are married and your spouse works, that can certainly help. If your spouse is making enough or almost enough for you guys to cover your monthly bills. And if you can still do 4 or 5 inspections a week then to supplement your spouse's pay, and if that can keep you over the top for a while getting your bills paid, then you can afford to carve out 5 or 6 or 7 or even 8 home inspections for your employee inspector. And while your employee inspector is doing inspections, you need to make sure you are doing your marketing full time to get your business grown as quickly as possible. I do know of home inspectors that hired their first employee inspector and then acted like it was free time for them when their employee inspector was doing inspections, and they weren't. And they weren't doing their marketing. And you know what happened? They end up having to lay off their employee inspector because suddenly they didn't have enough money. So there are a lot of ways to get that first inspector hired. Just depends on your situation, on your own scenario. Adding inspections, putting some money away, maybe your spouse works. Those are all ways that can get you over the top so you can get that first inspector hired. And I will tell you that hiring the first one, if you're doing your marketing properly, that's the hardest one. If you continue to market your company well and your employee inspector does a great job and you continue to do great inspections, it won't be long until you'll need that second home inspector. And once you get that second inspector going, you're going to start making some really good money. At my peak, when I had 3 full-time inspectors, I was trying to make sure they got somewhere between 350 and 400 inspections per year for each inspector. And then I didn't really have any number in mind for myself. I typically did about 100 inspections a year. So if that helps you trying to come up with your own target, that's great. But again, everybody's scenario is different. So Sean, I hope that answers your question. I know it wasn't a real clean answer, but then again, everybody's scenario is different. So how it plays out for you is going to be different than how it played out for me, or how it might play out for somebody else listening to this podcast. So that about wraps up today's podcast. We sure do appreciate your listening. And once again, keep those questions coming our way. Send them in by email, text them in, but get them in here and we'll address as many questions as we can in future podcasts. Thanks very much for listening. Good night.